Exactly. If it had been there, it wouldn't have happened.
The September 21st, 2012 meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees Legislative and Human Resources Committee is hereby called to order. Ms. Phillips, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Young?
Here.
Trustee Curtin?
Here.
Trustee Joyce?
Here.
Trustee Sanchez?
Here.
Trustee Rosita?
Yes.
Quorum exists for business of the board to be heard. Ms. Phillips, will you verify that the notice has been properly given pursuant to the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and Academic Affairs, Academic Library Buildings.
Are there any comments or corrections to the minutes from the previous board meeting?
No, there are no corrections.
Then I move that we approve the minutes of the June 29, 2012 meeting of the Board of Trustees. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yes.
We will now be given our governmental affairs update by Ms. Mukay.
Good afternoon. No problem. My name is Farah Muskaden. I'm the new Director of Intergovernmental Affairs here at Chicago State, and I'm very excited to be here and be a part of this team and to present to you today. I'm very optimistic about what our plans are for legislative affairs. I'd like to break them into three components, the first being our state outreach, our federal outreach, and then our local outreach. As you heard earlier from VP Meeks, we are working hard and putting a plan together to get funding that was omitted from our budget back into our supplemental appropriation that will be moving forward during veto session. And part of the strategy of ensuring that that happens is talking to key staff in both the House and Senate, working with our friends in both the chambers, the elected officials, and also securing lobbyists that will work diligently to achieve the goals that we set for them. And so we are in the process of doing that, and I feel very confident that both the $500,000 that was taken from the operating budget for the grant and the pharmacy $307,000 will be included in the supplemental appropriation in November. Clearly, we have enough time to do that, and we are working to take steps to ensure that. Other items on our state legislative agenda is following the pension debate. There was a special session on August 17th where the potential passage of the SURS, S-U-R-S, the State University Retirement System bill was going to pass. But at that time, the bill was amended, and there was an attempt to pass changes to the General Assembly retirement system. So our primary focus in terms of the pension conversation is to ensure that whatever normal cost shift occurs, that it is phased in. We're looking at a $7 million hit in regards to pension, so we want that to be phased in, and the current proposal on the table is 0.5% a year until it reaches the total normal cost shift. So that is an ongoing conversation. There's more talk about passage in the lame duck session in January. So we'll see how that goes, but I want to assure you that we are following it, we are on top of it, and we are definitely at the table. We have 75 lame ducks in the State General Assembly, so it is my intention to meet and sit down with all of them. I welcome this opportunity because it will allow to have a fresh start and give them a clear perspective of what our vision is here at the university. Other issues that we're looking on a state basis is MAP funding. We want to ensure that the money is increased. The deadline was March 13th of this year, which negatively impacted a lot of our students. And that is an ongoing conversation. Other items on our state agenda are financial. As VP Meeks mentioned to you today, Chicago State was cut more so than any other state university. So it is definitely my priority to be watched very closely when we get into the appropriations phase of the General Assembly. I plan to be in Springfield, I will be in Springfield, and I most certainly will be in Springfield in May when budget talks resume. And ensure that if there is a cut, and like they like to say in Springfield, shared sacrifice, that it is fair across all state universities and entities and not disproportionately affect CSU. In regards to our local outreach, we are working with our local aldermen, continuing the already...
Excuse me, before we go to the local, I don't know if any of the other trustees have any questions on the state. Maybe
they should
ask those.
Okay,
and
no
I
problem.
Have a question.
Sure.
And that is, what happened to us in Springfield last session? Why were we cut more than any other institution? And why did we lose that $500,000 and the $300,000 that it seems nobody knows exactly why we did?
Unfortunately, that is a very difficult question for me to answer because I wasn't there. And I can speak to what I plan to do and what I will do in the future to ensure that that will never happen again. But part of the process, as you know, Trustee Young, is being there and being a watchdog, so to speak. Because the way the budget process works in Springfield, you have a budget in the Senate and you have a budget in the House, and you don't know which budget they're going to pass. And they are totally different. The Senate budget was very favorable to community colleges and state universities, but the House budget proposed a 6% cut. So it's hard to balance the politics and kind of the process. And that's why it's so important to be physically there, so that when you see the 15th version of the budget, that you are there to actually see, oh wait, CSU's pharmacy grant was cut in this new version, and be able to immediately go speak to the appropriate people to make sure that that wasn't an oversight or to get a valid explanation of why that was done. So I apologize, I can't speak to what was done in the past, but I can assure you that I will be there watching it.
You really have already. You don't want to just come out and say that we didn't have anybody there. But that's certainly what it seems like. Any other questions before she moves on?
Yeah, I'm just curious, when you met with Rep. Duncan, what his position was on, or what he was going to do or proceed to do with the money that was taken away. Because it's over appropriations, right?
Right. He is the chair of House Higher Ed Appropriations. And I do believe he's going to work with us in terms of getting the funds put back in. I do think that we also have to work other avenues because he is in a unique situation as being chair and working with his other members in his caucus. So we do have his support, but it is very important that we work other angles to ensure that the funds are returned to us.
Any other questions?
Okay. In regards to the local, it is really important to maintain the established relationships that we already have with our aldermen, primarily with discussions on Metro and the stop. So we have ongoing conversations with our local aldermen. One thing that I think is important for us to build and or establish is a relationship with the city of Chicago. So I'm hoping to have a sit down with eventually the mayor and his deputy chief of staff, Beth Swanson, because there should be a natural relationship and cooperation given the makeup of our student population. So that is a work in progress. I anticipate that meeting will be scheduled in the next 30 days now that other things are over. So we are on the, hopefully we'll get on the calendar very momentarily. In regards to our, if it's okay, if I go to federal, or are there any questions about local?
I don't see any questions.
No, I think you got it. It's just a matter of you being there and figuring this out.
Yeah.
I got a lot of questions, but I don't still know if you can answer them.
Okay. So, I'll try my best.
You know, we'll wait till you spend some time in Springfield. So.
Yeah. In regards to our federal outreach, we have several priorities, but I have to be honest with you and say that our number one priority is to receive funding for the Metro stop. The partnership with Metro and our local institutions will just have, it is so mutually beneficial. It's just so obvious how that partnership will help the university and the community. And so we're really working hard with that. So when I met with our federal lobbyists, I sat down with them and I said, we really need this one. And we really need this one to happen. Because for safety reasons, to in terms of our enrollment and our recruitment, the possibility of increasing a student population from the south suburbs. I mean, the benefits go on and on and on. So I think I've pretty much reiterated to our federal lobbyists that we really need this one. And so we're working collaboratively together to make sure that that happens. Other issues on the federal front are...
Can I stop you real quick on that one, on Metro? So there's a couple things working in within that Metro. There's stop, there's rebuilding the stop parking lot, all these things. Does it make sense to just kind of tackle one at a time? Can we just get them to actually recognize it as a stop first, and then we work on funds to rebuild the stop? Or is it we want to just keep going down the path of trying to get it all at once?
From my understanding, it's been kind of one plan,
right,
all-encompassing plan. I do believe that Metro is supportive of making that stop the Metro stop.
Metro keeps saying they can't do that. Metro keeps saying it's a federal issue. So I'm going to keep harping on this because we get to run around with this thing here where everybody wants to pass on to somebody else. Somebody's got to be able to make
right.
a decision, right?
Right?
So I'm just curious who the decision maker is. I know the aldermen are very supportive. Everybody's supportive,
everybody's
but
supportive.
Nothing's actually happened, right? So
and,
I'm trying to figure out
yeah.
who the decision maker is.
I can find out who the decision maker is, but I think another part of this Metro conversation is making sure that it is just continuing ongoing. And, you know, with the president's leadership, we are full court press on this issue. It is an ongoing thing that we are constantly talking about and putting in their ear to anybody who's willing to listen. So we're not quiet about this. This is something that we want to see happen, and this is something I think we will see happen. But we really have to be diligent and what I like to call politely aggressive about it, which I think we will be.
You got permission from the board to not even be polite. Just be aggressive. I mean, you know, it's just
okay.
How long have you been talking, you know, to the aldermen about this? And we got students that are
right.
being robbed and gunpoint. It's just, you know.
And you know, the
it
city
shouldn't take this long for that type of safety, I guess.
Right. The city has a piece of this in terms of, you know, the city of Chicago. So building that relationship too, and opening that dialogue will be helpful because we're dealing with so many different entities and institutions that we're kind of trying to tie it all together.
Got it. I've learned. Anyway, the board's, you know, we continue to question because we just don't know who to go to. We don't know who the ultimate decision maker is on this one. So to the extent you can get clarification, we'd love that.
Okay, I definitely will.
And you don't have to be polite about it.
Okay. One issue that has definitely negatively impacted our students is the reduction of Pell Grants. It has gone from 18 semesters to 12 semesters. And that has been a serious problem for us and other institutions. So we've had conversations with our federal lobbyists and working to change that. Other financial avenues that could be open to us in terms of the Title III grants. So we've kind of given them a list, discussed our list of priorities, and we've listed them in terms of what we really, really want, and Metro and the Pell Grant issue at the top of the list.
Are they even agreeable to maybe grandfather in students who are between that 12 and 18 semester? Are they, because I know they cut it just at 12 period, but are they even interested in that conversation?
Right.
We a number of university presidents, ACE and primarily Napio and Thurgood Marshall, we are approaching the Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, within the next week or two, asking him to do exactly that. One, grandfather, and two, as Secretary of Education, he has some latitude, especially when it comes to the Parent PLUS loan, the criteria, he has some latitude to relax it, and we're asking him to relax that. So a number of university presidents organizing as we talk to do that.
Is a sticking point in that Parent PLUS, is it the credit worthiness of the parent, is that the issue?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So that's where you try to get over the last time.
Yes, because yeah, it states itself. Yeah.
So before I turn the mic over to Nicole, I just want to say that obviously being new, this affords me a clean slate and a new opportunity to put together a plan, and I'm very excited about it. I'm not shy. And in any stretch of the imagination. And I know Springfield and I know our local officials. So I feel very confident in saying that it's a new day in terms of legislative affairs at Chicago State University. So I'd like to now.
Happy to have you.
Thank you. Turn it to Nicole Edwards, if I may.
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Nicole James Crawford. I am with Barnes and Thornburg. I am a colleague of Richard Boykin, and I am honored to be here today to present in front of you on his behalf. He is in DC today for a Congressional Black Caucus event, so I'm here to fill in, and I will do my best to fill his very large shoes. So this will be a brief, you know, presentation as to what we have done since we last presented to the board in June. And we have, over the last few months, continued conversations on the Metro station with Congressman Rush, who has agreed to basically be your champion and really steamhead that. So we are grateful for his leadership and his agreement to support CSU and as we make that bid and go forward. We also have reached out to Congressman Davis and Congressman Jackson's office as well to garner their support, and they have offered their support and any assistance that we request of them. We have Congressman Rush reached out to Larry Huggins, chair of the Metro Board, regarding the station and asked for him to please, you know, work with us to get funding and to get clarification on where the answers need to come from. And I am happy to say that Mr. Huggins reported to Richard Boykin and in a meeting with Richard Boykin and President Watson that he did indeed make a formal grant request before the Department of Transportation for funding for that Metro stop renovation project. We are working currently, as little as a half hour ago, with the Secretary's office to confirm a meeting date with President Watson to discuss that very particular grant, and I hope to have that probably solidified and take place within the next week. So that is a great opportunity and really a step in the right direction for the Metro project. We also were able to schedule a couple meetings between President Watson and Mary Daniels from Senator Mark Kirk's office to begin the early planning stages of Entrepreneurial Idol 2013. And we think that is going to be another successful event and have already started planning and working. And I know Mary Daniels is committing a lot of her time to making it as great of an event as it was last year. So we've continued to do that. As Farah mentioned, we also met with Farah and Dr. Napoleon Moses to discuss a federal legislative plan moving forward, a very nice strategic plan, and really received some great clarification on what the priorities are. And we know what we need to focus on in DC, that being the Metro station and funding opportunities, specifically with the effects of, you know, what has happened with the Pell Grant. So we continue to look to identify and secure federal dollars for CSU through PBI HBCU programs, as well as grant opportunities through the Department of Energy and potential urban agriculture grants as well. Looking ahead as we round out 2012, we will continue to work and implement our new strategic plan. We will continue to work with stakeholders of Entrepreneurial Idol. And we are also working right now to schedule a briefing that would potentially take place here at CSU with members and or staff of the Congressman Rush, Jackson, Gutierrez, Davis, along with Senators Kirk and Durbin, and bringing them and their staff here and so that they get a firsthand view of CSU and also be made aware in person of what the higher education issues are that are affecting Chicago State today. So we really look forward to making that a reality within the next 30 to 60 days and having them be here and hear from you specifically what your concerns are. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Thank you both very much. That was a very detailed, thorough report, and we'll be looking for good news from the veto session at our next board meeting.
Thank you.
Are there any public or employee comments? There are no additional comments from the public or employees. I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yes.
Meeting is adjourned.